Every day, we negotiate at home with our family and in school with our friends and teachers or at work with our colleagues. There are even times when we negotiate at gatherings with fellow community members or our leadership. Negotiation is an important part of our lives, especially when it comes to modern treaties. What is a negotiation? Basically, it's a discussion between people who are trying to reach an agreement. Now let's bring it into the context of modern treaties. The negotiation of modern treaties determines relationships between Canada and Indigenous groups in this country. For many Indigenous groups, negotiation is an important part of their history and their current reality. Many Indigenous communities and organizations are in negotiations or are preparing to negotiate on important issues. These issues might include land claims and self-governance, fiscal arrangements, natural resources, co-management agreements, and business partnerships, just to name a few. Why do we negotiate? Imagine an Indigenous group wants to develop a modern treaty. They may be considering rights in terms of land, governance, economic development, harvesting, conservation, and the list goes on. To determine those rights, the Indigenous group, the federal government, and the provincial or territorial government must come to an agreement. The parties involved often have different perspectives and priorities, so coming to an agreement is not an easy task. Negotiations are what get them to a finalized modern treaty. Negotiations usually take place in a closed room with tables and chairs. Each party at the table will have a few negotiators and a lead negotiator. They are formal meetings that are closed to the public.
So at a negotiating table, it's pretty much all talk. Some days it's really boring. Some days it's really animated. Some days it gets heated to the point where people are yelling and you feel your chest pounding and you all have to agree to just take a 10-minute break. Because the people you're sitting with represent governments and they're people, and they can be good people and you can like them, but you still end up getting upset or angry sometimes with the position they bring to the table. So the way Canada and Canadian governments, provincial and territorial, organize these negotiations is they like to take everything and put it into little boxes. And they usually call these subject matters. A subject matter is a thing like education, taxation, housing, local services. And each of these subject matters will be a chapter in the agreement. Before every negotiating session, the chief negotiators will all email around with our teams and to each other, and we'll agree on an agenda. And a lot of times that agenda will include the different subject matters that we're discussing at the upcoming negotiation. So what happens day to day at a negotiating session really depends on that agenda. So depending on what the actual subject matter is, it's going to impact the nature of the discussions on that particular day, at that particular negotiating session.
Negotiations are often compared to flying an airplane. There are hours of boredom broken by moments of sheer terror. As you will see in the Treaty 103 materials, treaty negotiations take a long time, sometimes decades. Negotiations require patience and preparation. Negotiators work long hours and for many years. They spend 80 to 90% of their time learning more about their party's interests and limitations. Negotiators from the Indigenous groups also spend time with their leadership and community to understand their needs. You'll get lots of practice negotiating during the treaty simulation. How will you prepare? We have some ideas for you, but first, we'll hear from Danny Godet, chief negotiator for the Delaunay Agreement. The Great Bear Lake community of Delaunay is located in the Northwest Territories. It is the first self-governed community in Canada.
When we all started, how do you negotiate? You learn as fast as you can. We didn't have cell phones and Google at the time, so you kind of talk to the elders and they kind of encourage you, they support you, they advise you, and so that was basically your Google. Your elders provided you all the information. Then we had lawyers that supported us along the way, and very good staff. So, yeah, it would have been a lot easier if we knew how to negotiate on day one.
So how can you prepare for negotiating at the treaty simulation? Here are some tips.
My advice, three pieces of advice. First, prepare. Know your stuff. Be creative. You know that you can't straitjacket. There's no perfect solution. Manage your team. By that I mean listen to all of your team. Be respectful of all of their views and perspectives, and try to incorporate their perspective into a position that you're going to articulate.
At the Treaty Simulation, you'll receive a mandate from your leadership or community. Take the time to understand their long-term goals and the vision, values, and principles behind them. Develop a strategy for how you will achieve the goals. Get to know your team. What skills does everyone bring to the table? What roles will everyone play? Are there any gaps in your team? How will you work together and communicate? Does everyone understand the goals in the same way? Do some research and learn all you can about the other party and their top issues. This preparation will help you develop negotiation strategies. Think about the other party's priorities. Where do you think they will compromise? And where will they refuse to budge?
But I always find it helps to try and boil things down into, you know, as simple a concept as you can. Keep your issues fairly straightforward and simple.
Make sure you know your own team's goals and options before you start negotiations. The preparation may be difficult. Start by tackling smaller pieces, one at a time. Determine the areas most important to you. Are there areas where your team is prepared to compromise? If so, you can plan to use those as leverage to achieve your higher priorities. Make sure you also decide where you are unwilling to compromise. Before you get there, make sure you and your team are equipped with some negotiation strategies. Here are a few negotiation strategies that we found. Be confident. Remember that you are doing this for your leadership or community, and you have their support. To help you stay focused, remind yourself of your own objectives. Power is a matter of perception. Be positive and professional. The first impression is truly the lasting impression. If you start in a positive way, the other party is likely to be more cooperative and an agreement may be reached sooner. Establish a connection with the other parties early in the negotiation by identifying areas where you all agree. Eventually, the signed treaty will define the terms of an ongoing and long-term relationship between the parties, so you'll need to learn to work together.
Regardless of what party you are working with when it comes to these agreements, is that, you know, you're in for the long haul. You know, we also understood that and learned that over the weekend that it is quite a process. You know, it could take years and years. And so if you're in for the long haul, celebrate the small victories along the way.
Back to our negotiation strategies. Remember to ask open-ended questions. Use phrases such as, tell me more about, and what is your biggest concern with? Your goal in the early stages of negotiation is to find out more about the other party's real needs. Don't talk too much. By listening more than you talk, you will learn information and attitudes that can help you understand the other party's concerns and interests.
As you prepare for this stuff, be thinking about what the other people are going to say, and then when you're at the table, you'll listen. You actively listen to what they're saying. Don't think of your counterarguments. Don't think about how, well, they're not doing this, we're not doing that. Listen to what they're saying, because it's hard to negotiate if you're not listening to the other party, because they're saying something that's important to them, and you need to be able to appreciate what's important to them and their values and interests to be able to try and find that place in the middle where you're going to get to a deal.
You'll also want to listen for verbal leaks that give away important information. For example, someone who says she doesn't have much more room likely has a bit more room left. Repeat others' statements in your own words. This gives them an opportunity to provide clarification or correct misinterpretations. Watch for meaningful body gestures and be aware of the messages you are sending with your own body language. Never negotiate when you are angry. Be aware of your own hot buttons and do not react if someone pushes one of them. Similarly, help the other party stay cool. Clarify any issues and evaluate the nature of the disagreement before exploring solutions. Bring materials that support your position. Beware of a stall. If the other party seems uninterested in finalizing the agreement, they might think a delay will improve their bargaining position. Ask what additional information is needed for a final decision to be made. After any negotiating process, ask yourself these questions. What additional preparation would have helped me? Did I listen enough? Did I paraphrase statements from the other party? Were options explored well enough? How much did the outcome meet each party's real needs? Is there a respectful and productive relationship between the parties? There are many free resources online about negotiating. Check them out. You can also get guidance from experts involved in the simulation.